This program is not censored. Consider yourself warned.
So, the way it looks to me is that you can either sign here and take $10,000 for your toilet paper script, or you can go fuck yourself.
When a script is written that is so bad that no one will film it, two men will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads with Sean McBee and Trevor Thompson.
By the way, that's really loud. Can I?
You all right? I didn't touch anything.
I know, you cue me to talk, and it's like, it seems too loud for me to talk over properly.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. But, this is the second episode that we've had it, but thanks for the new intro.
The new intro was it would be more fun to make if I had... We were going to do this. We were going to record yesterday, and I'm so glad that we didn't, because I realized at about 10 p.m. last night that I hadn't made the new intro for this. So I was like, "Oh shit!" I would have had a little more fun if I and
you mean the one that you said you were going to do the day before that?
Yeah, I didn't get something. I don't know what I got distracted with, but I would have had if I had a little more time with it there, you know, because you pointed out that the intro has those samples and it doesn't really line up with the
yeah. That's my favorite part of the old intro.
Yeah,
how that
so I need
comes
to,
in like that.
I need to rework it a little bit, but I got to be honest, it was a little more work than I thought I would have to do to make the guy that you hired to do the voiceover, you know, make it sound good. Because first of all, his timing is completely different than the music's timing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a little tricky because, you know, most people don't notice it, but you notice when I cut up Capone, you know, different things to make him say new things if I don't have time to,
yeah,
you know. And so I was very hesitant to chop up the original flow of it the way the guy did it, but kind of had to because it wasn't.
If you want to send me that music, I can probably send it to him and have him do one that's more in time with it.
Yeah, because that's the thing, it especially when he starts out, like, what, how does he word it, when a script exists that
when a script is made that is so bad no one will film it.
Yeah, because he should really massage that when a script,
when more, a script,
because he goes when a script. And it should be when a script, like, you know, it really, anyway. I realized just how fucking spoiled I am with using Capone. Capone is such a fucking professional that I don't have to do much work with his stuff.
Yeah.
So, that's not to poo-poo the guy that did all this. Anyway, that's irrelevant. We need to get back on track with Asylum.
Previously on Table Reads.
Well, let's not recap the whole thing every single episode, because that's getting tedious.
Yes.
I'm sure people have listened. And if they haven't, broad strokes, Batman got married, his wife got murdered, he's on the warpath, he wants to murder people. Luther has arranged the murder of Batman's wife.
Resurrected
the Joker who was dead at the beginning of the thing and has now just escaped prison, and all in an effort to get Batman and Superman to kill one another.
And if you're following along in your copy of our script...
I feel like that was a really good recap.
No, you did a perfect job. And if you're following along, because we are now making the scripts available, the PDFs available on the Podbean website.
On Table Reads... podcast.com.
Okay, so along with all of these, you can get the scripts and follow along. So if you are following along, we are on page 89, the bottom of page 89, for the Asylum script.
Yeah,
and I think we're just gonna get right back into it.
Let's do it,
because the last episode, it took us 20 minutes before we started reading. We're at 5 minutes. Let's go.
Yes,
I wish all of your fucking previously on Table Reads, I wish they could have all been that quick and succinct.
That's what I hope for in the future.
As well you should. I think I'm gonna,
you know, we're on episode 22 now. 22, everybody.
Two 20s. Can you believe that?
That's not how the
it's like that old Abbott and Costello routine. Okay, you know what? I'll play 20 and you play 22. Let's play the same number. You wanna play the same number? Yeah, let's play the same number. All right, fine. I'll play 20 and you play 22.
Yes.
Let's play same number.
Uh-huh. But yes, we're trying to constantly improve and get our flow down, and we'll get there.
Adopt, adapt, and improve.
Yes. Okay, so exterior, Metropolis. Reestablish, night. Metropolis waits beneath dark, storm-threatening skies.
That's my thunder noise.
So hold on. Someone is supposed to go, all right, let's set up this establishing shot. Does the city look enough like it's waiting for something?
You know what? We need a reestablishing shot.
Can we get a shot of the city looking at its watch?
Hang on, I gotta do the thunder noises. Hang on.
That was pretty bad. I was like I've heard better thunder come out of my ass.
Okay.
Exterior, Metropolis skyscrapers.
Aerial views, night.
Turn off the echo.
I didn't even put it on your mic. That's what's fucked up. It's going into my mic from here.
Exterior, Metropolis skyscrapers. Aerial views, night. Just think that it's just shot from Hackers.
There you go. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you're doing Halcyon and on.
Yeah. Looking down.
We got to get that script. You want to talk about a stinker?
Yeah, yeah, but they made that into a movie.
I know, but I'm
so it doesn't fit our premise.
But if they made
this music's perfect. I got to continue.
Okay. It's not like we can control the music.
Looking down, Midtown is dark. Streets are empty, quiet. Moving past. Brightly lit residential skyscrapers. Citizens are silhouetted in windows, looking out, watching, waiting. Another angle shows one building's electronic billboard, 10:13, 3:05 a.m. And then, chance of more rain. Just to fill everyone in, October 13th, it's a Friday the 13th in the script, at 4 a.m., I think, is supposed to be the big fight between Batman and Superman.
Oh,
according to flyers, the Joker leafleted all over Gotham and Metropolis.
Joker makes leaflets.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise you're not gonna fill every seat. You gotta have a good turnout for your show, Trevor.
I know.
Another angle. Streets are barricaded. Police cars sit at the center of many intersections, lights spinning silently. So the Joker, I guess, permitted this big fight. And then, like, they put out the signs the day before, like, no parking on this street, closed off for superhero fight.
Can you picture, like, his henchmen and Joker masks and stuff, like, just doing the mundane, getting the street?
Filling out the paperwork for the permits.
Talking to the city.
Another angle, an MPD patrol car cruises, spotlights searching empty sidewalks, roof-mounted speakers playing. You can be the recorded voice. You're allowed.
I'm loud? Oh, I'm allowed.
For your cooperation, Metropolis is under citywide curfew. For your own safety, please remain indoors. Violators will be detained. Thank you for your...
Down a side street, two motorcycle officers converge with flashlights upon violators in a stopped car. You know, that's the clown character from Spawn. There's a couple of them in there. On the side street, two cops, hands on guns, face the motorist as he climbs out of his car.
My wife had this craving.
But the motorist's voice trails off as he stares up now, past the cops, into the sky, his face growing pale. Is that a bird? Oh, I wish he said that.
Yeah.
Cop.
Didn't they already say that in the script?
Yeah, they did the bird plane.
Yeah, they did the bird plane thing.
So. I don't know why those first two people are so excited.
Fuck this script.
I really don't. Cop looking up.
Oh, man.
Oh, God damn it, this line. See some sort of shots of something kind of moving couples, blah.
By the way, this version of the directions flows a lot better.
Yeah.
Something.
Perry White in his office. People, young couples, Perry White in his office, all staring skywards, follow his gaze. In the sky, dark storm clouds over the... Sorry, I was hoping for some ominous music, but it sounds like I might be getting there. Dark storm clouds over the city are beginning to glow, seeming to roil in a sudden white light, now taking form. The bat signal shines on clouds over central Metropolis.
Bat signal. That's the sound of the bat signal.
Yes. Yes, I understood that to be the case.
Potato.
Do you remember we used to know a guy named Potato?
We did?
Yeah, back in the Central Perk days.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that we knew somebody with that name, even when it was happening.
He looked like a potato.
So, while in his office...
Perry, that's White in his office. We already did White. That. In the sky, bat signal.
Oh, the dark storm clouds. On the streets...
On the streets, find one man, alone, striding down the empty avenue. Clark Kent. Wait, he's just walking down the street?
What?
He looks up at the shining signal. Down a dark alleyway. Clark turns into this alley. Ooh, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? pulling off his tie. What's he gonna do? Unbuttoning his shirt.
He's gonna hang himself.
Still walking on as he pulls his shirt open to reveal his costume beneath. Oh, why didn't you fucking prose that shit up? To reveal the crimson S of justice. Exterior.
But they don't say what costume it is. It's like a cosplay costume.
It's Jack Sparrow. exterior, Metropolis Central Park, night. A homeless guy scavenges a trash can for the late night vittles.
Oh my god.
Over a low, deep rumble.
Fuck these directions.
Homeless guy looks up into the sky. At first, it seems the silhouetted bat is pulling itself free from the second moon of the signal. Then, and I... God damn it! Stop texting me, wife! I'm doing a podcast!
I'm going to play this at the divorce.
Then an identical shape bursts through the bat signal, hurling towards us. The bat plane.
Oh my god.
A sleek one-man fighter sweeps down from the sky toward the giant meadows of this Central Park. It's just a spray-painted black X-Wing. That's how I'm picturing it.
If it didn't look so badass, it would probably just look like a toy.
And in this case, you can picture the 1989 Batman Batwing.
Yeah.
Because they said that it's identical to the bat signal.
To the bat signal?
Yeah. At first, it seems the silhouetted bat is pulling itself free.
Yeah.
Then an identical shape bursts through the bat signal. Batman's like, I know what I'll do. I'll fly right through the bat signal, and everybody will be like, whoa, that's awesome.
But like, that's an improvement from, I know what I'll do. I have to go attack the Joker, but I'll just, before I do that, I'll just fly up through the clouds where the moon is. So I can, so nobody will ever see the one logo shot. The one fanboy shot in the whole movie.
It's not the one fanboy shot.
That's true.
Oh, I love this music for this. Because it's so cheesy. Homeless guy bolts into the trees as the plane dives straight biff, for the ground.
Boom.
Shut up. Arcing impossibly at the last second, belly hatch opening to produce a single... It's got a belly hatch, so it opens like a UFO. You know, the way no planes do.
Uh-huh.
belly hatch opening to produce a single figure in the free fall, who lands standing, cape whipping in the wind. Batman looks across the empty meadow. There, in the center of the field, a familiar spotlight points toward the clouds.
I just flew through that. How is the light still there?
Batman walks to the bat light. Stands
like a moth.
To the bat light. Not the bat signal now, no.
Yeah.
Stands over the glowing signal, face inhuman in the intense halogen glow. Invitation accepted. Batman shuts off the light.
How? Does he have like a little remote?
There's a... There's a switch on the side or something. It's a light, Trevor. It's not like it's not a magic bat beacon.
But here's the thing: it just says Batman shuts off the light. It doesn't say Batman goes over to the tried and trusted lever of glistening wonderfulness,
lever of justice. It's the lever justice lever.
It's the justice lever. It just says Batman. Someone else must have written that one line of dialogue. I suppose.
Batman shuts off the light. I suppose I have you to thank for the... to thank for the lack of interference. Batman turns toward a figure stepping now from the dark edge of the tree line.
We know it's Superman.
Standing between Batman and the monument.
I don't know what that says. I didn't want you... To be able to read this, so I came on the script. I didn't want you to be able to understand what I was saying, so... This is great music, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't want you to eat all the yogurt.
I'm going to say that. I didn't want you to eat all the yogurt.
Superman steps forward, costume almost black in the night, despite the fact that he's Superman.
Yeah. I told him I'd stop you.
No. Simple as that.
I don't know where he is, but I'm going to bring him in. Unharmed.
I'll say this once, and only once. Walk away.
I can't let you lose yourself to the very dark you've spent your life fighting.
What are you talking about? I wear the dark. I live in the dark. Seriously, have you seen my house?
You merely live in the dark. I was born in it.
Which makes no sense.
I love Bane.
I am in darkness.
Hold on. When I do the fake Batman voice,
he says
the
I'm
real
Batman.
One is hard. Don't you get it yet? Batman's eyes narrow. I am the darkness.
Jesus.
Batman whips open his cape, arms extended wide. Give me a hug, buddy!
Give me a hip-hop hug.
Batman whips open his cape, arms extended wide.
His dick's out.
Fierce and deadly form.
Suck it.
So much the stuff of nightmares. I'm Batman. I'm sorry, I have to stop right here, because at what point... does this writer think, okay, so they're standing there, they're having a conversation, and then Batman whips open his cape like Dracula and says, I'm Batman, and that's terrifying.
And here's the other thing. There's probably, in their past, in this version of Batman and Superman's past, there was some time where Bruce said exactly all that, but before that, it was, all right, here's what I do. Okay. This is my thing.
And I mean... I can imagine that being terrifying if you're a bad guy in an alley and he shows up like that.
Apparently it's...
But in the middle of a conversation, only Bob Fosse thinks that's terrifying. You're just standing there having...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hold on, Trevor. So, Trevor, right. I was thinking...
Oh, my God! I'm so scared!
Jesus Christ, that is the most ridiculous thing I've read in this script yet.
And you know what? I don't know if you're aware of this, Sean, but you've been saying that every few pages. Every three or four pages.
It's getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's not taking itself seriously.
Okay, so much the stuff of nightmares. Jeez. This guy has really tame nightmares. I'm Batman.
This guy has really tame nightmares where he does the same shit he's always done.
see articulated bat armor that gleams darkly across its arms, legs, torso, and cowl with an unmistakable greenish hue. Superman furrows his brow. Kryptonite. Forged into the metal of this armor. Diluted. Non-lethal. But rest assured, come within 5 feet of me, and you'll realize it's a whole new ball game. Batman makes sports metaphors, everybody!
Batman is apparently a hack.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Batman starts walking towards Superman. I gave you fair warning. Now stay out of my way, or I will hurt you. Superman rises to... in yesterday because virtual standing.
Your guess is as good as ours, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
No, really. Go download the script and look at page 92 and see where we are. If you can figure it out, fucking let us know.
Yeah. It'll be too late, but
it'll be way too late.
Oh, I have a line?
Mm-hmm.
Say your line again. We'll just pass through that direction.
I'm going to read what I think is happening.
Okay.
I gave you fair warning. Now stay out of my way or I will hurt you. Superman rises into the air, hovering a few feet above Batman, presumably more than 5 feet.
No. I'm afraid you're the one who's going to get hurt. I'm presumably 5 feet in the air now.
You said 5 feet and I'm higher than 5 feet now. Yeah, so unless you have a jetpack... Which
you probably do.
Unless you forgot your jetpack in your pool again. Superman's eyes glow red. The torso of Batman's armor begins to glow. Batman looks down as his armor heats up. I bet he seems real badass right now.
Yeah.
Batman's armor grows hotter.
Bat-ass.
Grows hotter. The glow widening. He grimaces, sweating, clutching at the armor.
Surrender now.
Batman pitches forward in obvious pain. A sound issues from above. Familiar demonic laughter. Batman looks toward the source of the sound. Towering over the park, the site where this all began. Freedom Monument. It was a terrorist attack in the beginning. The Superman didn't quite stop, actually. Yeah.
Call back to an earlier episode.
To the first episode of this script. Superman lunges upward toward the building. Batman presses a button on his forearm controls that he has. The hovering bat plane, its panel... He's got a power glove, apparently.
He's like Lucas. I love the power glove. It's so bad.
The hovering bat plane, its panels opening, fires a cluster of Sidewinder rockets. Superman spins midair as the Sidewinder missiles converge with screaming speed. On the ground, Batman gasps, freed from Superman's heat vision. In the air, Superman darts higher, beset from all sides, dodging as several missiles shriek past. But one missile strikes Superman from behind, the explosion knocking him forward. Another missile finds its mark. The errant missiles whistle back, zeroing in. The remaining missiles swarm, buffeting Superman back and forth. One explodes dead center. On the ground, Superman lands, falling to one knee. Superhero landing! Superhero landing!
Or he's a T-800 coming back to 1984 to kill Sarah Connor.
Always a possibility.
Yep. Did I mention that I watched all of the Terminator movies? Recently.
Good job, Trevor. Superman lands, falling to one knee, momentarily shaken. His whole body smolders as he stands. Batman's on him from behind, bear hugging.
We're such good friends. We shouldn't be doing this.
Pinning Superman's arms to his side. Superman struggles, trying to break free. I've got to break free. But much to his surprise and horror, he cannot. That's right. Feel the kryptonite draining your strength.
No!
Poisoning you. Superman sucks air queasily, strongly affected by the kryptonite armor. But he keeps struggling. In vain. It's almost like you're one of us. Almost like you could feel what we feel. Batman releases, swinging his fists left and right, delivering double kidney punches. This is pain! Superman falls to hands and knees. Get used to it. Batman's on Superman, slugging, but Superman's up, catching Batman's arm, throwing him. Superman, stop with the clapping!
It's not clapping. I don't clap like this.
Well, it doesn't sound like fists either.
Okay.
Hey, that was good.
Oh, you like that? All right, move my chest.
Superman steps back, trying to shake off the effects of kryptonite. A rumble is heard getting closer. You have a real line, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to fight you.
Don't worry about me. Batman takes an object from his utility belt.
Which is totally what he should be worrying about.
Batman takes an object from his utility belt. Worry about you. He puts the object to his lips, blowing. It's a sonic whistle. All whistles are sonic! It's a sonic whistle, giving a high-pitched, bat-like screech.
Oh my god.
Superman reacts, forcing his hands over his ears.
Does he fucking... Superman reacts, really? Does he point his finger down his throat and go, ugh?
Forcing his hands over his ears, Trevor. It's right there.
Okay, silly me.
Thought that might work. Batman blows the whistle again, running to dive clear as, from behind the agonized Superman, the Batplane is coming low to the ground. Superman turns, just as... The Batplane slams him. Oh, yo mama so fat! Sends Superman a great distance, tumbling across the lawn. So, your plan is to get Superman further from your kryptonite.
Yes. Well done. Well
done. I'm the best Batman ever!
The Batplane... Oh, yeah. As the Batplane autopilots away, its front end demolished. So...
What?
Not really flying too far away.
How the fuck?
Because it crashed into Superman.
Yeah, but how is it flying away?
Exactly. The front end is demolished, yet it still flies.
And by fly, we mean just going around in circles until it crashes into a tree.
Until it crashes into an orphanage.
To an orphanage.
As the Batplane autopilots away, its front end demolished, Batman strides towards now recovering Superman.
The further apart we are, the stronger I am. Well, no fucking...
All right. I'm not gonna getting get mad. To his feet.
I'm not going to get mad. So, if I can't keep my distance, you'll keep yours.
Batman's closing, but Superman inhales deeply and exhales as only Superman can, with hurricane force. I loved that. That was awesome.
Right. Finally, it works.
Batman's pushed back in the gale, blown backwards, thrown high into the air, flailing. Batman doesn't flail, no. Asshole.
Batman does not eat nachos.
Across the park, Batman smashes through treetops. Not far away, in this circular clearing dominated by large multi-tiered statuary-adorned fountain, Batman falls from the treetops in a shower of broken tree limbs, crashing to the ground. On the Great Lawn, Superman takes flight, soaring after. In the fountain clearing, Superman descends, touching down near the flowing fountain. He turns quickly, looking all directions. Other than the scattered branches, there's no sign of Batman.
I pushed on my symbol, and now I look like a fountain!
Oh my god, he calls him Batman?
There's no sign of Batman.
Quit now, Batman! Please!
Above, we see Batman perched high amongst the fountain statuary.
I can't believe he calls him
like
Batman.
Like an armored beast poised. He jumps. Batman smashes down on Superman, knocking him to the ground. Batman rolls to his feet, moving in before Superman can recover. Delivers a gut kick. Superman doubles over. Batman slugs Superman, punches him and stuff. Superman manages to block the next punch, swings. Batman ducks. He jabs twice to Superman's ribs, winds up, punches Superman full in the face, y'all. Oh, shit. Superman staggers back against the fountain's edge. He's shaken, touching his bloodied face, looking down in frightened realization at the blood on his hand. In that movie that hasn't happened yet, I told you he would bleed.
In that movie that shouldn't have happened.
God damn, is that right? What? Never seen your own blood before?
Probably not, actually.
There's plenty more where that came from. Batman charges, tackles Superman, splashing into the fountain. Is that how Batman fights? Is it?
He tackles him.
I'll tackle you into the fountain! Oh! Stop it! Stop it!
And before you know it, they're recreating the intro to Friends.
Grabs an umbrella, jumps onto the couch.
Nothing? Nothing for that?
Grabs an umbrella, jumps onto the couch.
Okay. I was
rolling with what you were saying, man.
Sorry about that. You've been... You know what it was? I think the way you worded it was poorly enough that I thought it was written the directions by awful...
Wait a second. Why am I laughing at that?
Because the
script is... I thought you were as bad as this guy.
Because the script is doing it to you. This script is... this has got to be the longest script we've done on Table Reads. Because we're on, what, episode 94 now?
I didn't realize Batman...
Part 7?
I really didn't realize that Batman fought like a
girl.
A gay kid.
Yeah.
A gay kid who just got outed by the closeted quarterback. Yeah. Whatever. Sorry about gay people. I didn't...
Yeah, sorry about the gay people.
No, I mean, sorry about that, gay people. I don't mean to... lessen your plight. Stop with the drops.
The drop board's right here. How can you expect me to have any composure?
Okay, so he tackles Superman, splashing into the fountain beneath the torrent of cascading water. Is it a torrent? It's a fountain. It's not a waterfall. Beneath the torrent of cascading water, Batman stands over Superman, armor creaking as he rains down blow after blow. He is blowing the fuck out of Superman.
Yeah, have you ever gotten a blowjob in a pool? You know that's awesome.
Batman gets his hands around Superman's neck, forcing Superman's face underwater, holding him there. Superman holds his breath, grasping at Batman's fingers, trying to break their grip, but... It's just not happening. Give up. Give up, and I'll take you at your word. Superman strains, eyes widening, running out of air. Let me pass, and I'll let you go. Superman summons strength by sheer brute force. He's prying Batman's hands from his neck, crying out in an exultation of... Okay, I'm really sick in every movie of Superman being like, if I have enough willpower, I can overcome radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, Superman Returns. You remember how there was a whole island made of kryptonite, and he's like, yeah, I bet I could fly that into space. And then he did.
Well, they do it on Supergirl, too, where it's like she just suddenly gets stronger by willpower. She just has a flashback of somebody she loves or something that happened on Krypton.
Yeah, but not when she's suffering from the effects of kryptonite. They haven't gone that far yet on that show. Because here's the thing. If we're to believe that someone with a ring made of kryptonite can beat the fuck out of Superman... Do not tell me that he can go, all right, I can power through this enough to pick up an island made of the stuff that an ounce of will kill me.
Yeah.
Don't.
I wasn't gonna.
God damn it. I'm gonna find Bryan Singer, and I'm gonna... he's probably going down anyway.
Yeah.
What with all the kitty diddling. He's got some willpower or something.
by sheer brute
force. Crying out in an exhalation of bubbles.
Exhalation.
Exhalation, yeah, sure. Of bubbles, Superman shifts his weight, flips Batman off.
Does he really?
No, he flips him off.
Oh, he flips him over.
He'll flip you. He'll flip you for real. Ah, see, I brought it back around to Bryan Singer. Usual Suspects.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Superman scrambles out from the fountain, choking, holding his throat. He falls, gets to his feet, gasping.
No. No.
Batman rises from the water, looking as Superman moves unsteadily away, leaping to fly.
Because he can't just fly, he has to leap first.
He's sick from the kryptonite.
I get it.
In one swift motion, Batman pulls his grappling gun and fires, the wire trailing. The mini grappling hook circles Superman's ankle. Batman's yanked skyward. Ooh, it's almost like the end of the 1989 Batman movie. With the Joker in the helicopter?
Yeah.
Exterior over Metropolis, night. Oh, god damn it.
What happened?
Let me think of...
I said exterior, and Siri thought I was talking to her again. I turned that off.
This happened 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, I turned off Siri, the talky part of Siri. Let me do this again real quick, sorry. Siri, allow Hey Siri. No, disallow Hey Siri. Maybe I only did it on my tablet. Oh, well. Fuck you, Siri. Exterior over Metropolis, night. We follow as Superman ascends to dizzying heights above Metropolis, trying to clear his head. Wait, he's trying to clear his head. You know there's a human hanging from your ankle, right? Oh, it actually addresses that. It's questionable if he even realizes Batman's trailing on the grappling wire. This is stupid as shit. I mean, I can understand someone like, I'm tagging along on the outside of a plane. But this is a person?
But that's the and you try to center yourself at that point. That's the point you decide to, like, get deep with it.
Trevor, just close your eyes and picture Superman flying unbeknownst that Batman's hanging from his ankle.
I can't picture that, Sean.
Like, he's just like...
I actually...
And Batman's like... It's the stupidest fucking image. Even stupider than mid-conversation Batman going, I'm Batman!
But not much stupider.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, they're like...
Do you understand...
Really close.
Do you understand that scene... The writers of Darkwing Duck would reject it for being too cheesy.
They would. They did. They probably did.
Yeah.
Like, he can't just do that in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah. Launchpad McQuack knows who he is. Oh, well. Hey, Mr. D.
Daring Bat of Mystery, Champion of Night.
See, now that's a deep cut, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people know the DuckTales theme, but if you actually know the Darkwing Duck theme...
All the words.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could sing the whole thing.
How does it begin? Let's get dangerous.
Yeah. No, that's how it starts. Daring Duck of Mystery, Champion of Night. Swoops out of the shadows. Darkwing owns the night. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number's up.
Oop, oop. Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
Darkwing Duck. Better watch out, you bad boys. Darkwing Duck.
We've got plenty of time, Sean.
So that happened.
Back in the early 90s.
The mini grappling hook. Hold on. Questionable if he even realizes that Batman's trailing on the grappling wire. Batman glances down at the cityscape swirling below. Swallowing fear, looking up to the task at hand. Swallowing fear? He's Batman! Batman grips...
It's like the first time he finally realizes he's afraid of heights.
I'm up in the sky.
What am I going to do?
Batman grips the wire in one hand, pulling himself up so he can bring the G-gun down.
That's what he calls Superman's cock.
Locking it to his utility belt. Now he reels himself in. Just like Keaton. Remember, he shoots the thing, and he puts it on his belt. How much do you weigh? About 108, I think.
Yeah, he's like, you weigh a little more than 108.
Oh, really? And then he punches her. Now he reels himself in. Batman catches up to Superman. It's a weird way to phrase that also.
Because he's already there.
Grasping, I know what I'll do. We're high up in the sky. I'll get closer to that guy with my kryptonite suit on so he can't fly anymore. Okay. And we'll both plummet.
That'll teach him.
Sounds like a solid plan.
Superman spins or parries.
Grasping Superman's cape from behind, climbing. Superman spins, trying to look back as Batman circles his forearm around Superman's throat, getting him in a chokehold. Superman shoots downward, spinning wildly, trying to shake free. Batman's hanging on for dear life, unrelenting. Follow as Superman grips Batman's forearm, overwhelmed by the...
enervating
effects of the armor's radiation.
You'll kill us both!
Superman starting to black out, his eyes rolling. Superman's lost control. They're plummeting, zooming between skyscrapers, way too close for comfort. Ah, see, there's the difference. If this were a Zack Snyder movie, he'd just be crashing through all the skyscrapers, and then they fall completely.
Skyscrapers, cars, people would be breaking his fall.
Spiraling down, wind screaming off their bodies, capes flapping like broken kites. We follow as Superman staves off unconsciousness with a gasp, suddenly halting and pitching forward, throwing Batman over. Batman falls alone, too far and too fast to save. Really?
Yeah.
Above, Superman's mortified at what he's done.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
He dives down, flying to catch up with Batman, reaching out, reaching desperately for Batman's cape.
What? That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, you're gonna hang him.
Grabs the cape, his head just pops off, and his body hits the ground.
And then Superman's like delusional. He's like,
I saved your face!
We got the head! We can still save you!
We'll take you to the best Kryptonian doctor. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Shit. Forgot where I was for a second.
So then he just like takes him back to some lab, and the brain that couldn't dies him, and like puts him in a tray with a bunch of fucking.
I'm Bathead.
And he just like when he gets mad at him, he just puts like Mr. Potato Head hands and feet over the head just to fuck with him.
He's just had a total mental break. He's got tubes jammed up into his neck, but he didn't save him at all. He's not a living head. It's just a slowly rotting head. And he'll occasionally reach over and like work the mouth.
I'm Batman. Thank you for saving me, my best friend Clark Kent.
And then it calls, but during parties, he has people come over and like he'll show them how he can drink a glass of water while making the head talk.
Because in the 50s, Superman had super ventriloquism.
Super ventriloquism, Sean. That's the key.
That was one of his powers. Yeah. I did not make that up, sadly.
Super voice throwing. He actually did have that. It was like with the Silver Age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the power to shoot mini versions of himself out of his hand. Remember that.
Yes.
And it wasn't like he just like did it one day, and it wasn't like there was a cause, like something happened that allowed him to do that temporarily. No, he just did it once and then just decided never to do that again.
He was like, that was really gay.
And he decided, you know, off camera. There wasn't a scene where he's like, I shouldn't throw mini Superman out of my hand anymore. I'll just never use that crazy weird superpower again.
He was just embarrassed. He was just like, I didn't know I could do that, but I'm not going to do it again. Or he does do it again, but we don't see him because he uses it to like get them to jerk him off or something. There's like 12 of them.
No, I definitely use my hands for masturbating.
Yep.
A little differently than you would think, but yeah, definitely use them for that.
That's how you find out he's a pedophile, because he likes the feel of little hands on his dick.
Desperately reaching for Batman's cape, Superman grips a handful of Batman's cape, straining as he reverses direction, teeth bared, stopping their descent, I guess. Then to Superman reluctantly to grab his own cape in the grapple, swinging his feet upward, kicks Superman in the chest. Okay, so Superman grabs his cape, starts flying in the opposite direction, which is really going to increase the momentum of the other direction, definitely pulling off Superman's or Batman's head, probably pulling his entire spinal column out of his body is how that's really going to go down, way they've described it.
And for the record, that's the only way that they could make this scene cool.
Yeah.
Because he really has painted himself into a corner in terms of just awfulness.
Batman, though, not being cool with having his life saved, I guess.
Bloody do-gooder.
Grabs his own cape and swings upward and kicks Superman in the chest. Batman plummets toward the distant street, again falling too far and too fast for anything to be done. Batman thrusts out an arm, fires his G-gun, which should never be called that. Just write grappling. You clearly don't have a problem writing things that are long.
Especially when he writes grappling hook right after that.
Yeah, the grappling hook skitters across the rooftop of one building, finding purchase. The wire pulls tight. So Batman's going to... His momentum is going to move from straight down to an arc directly at a wall.
That makes...
Which will be the same momentum. He'll be moving at the same speed when he hits the wall that he would be when he hit the ground, because at this point, he's probably reached terminal velocity. So, he's not slowing himself down. He's just changing the direction of his splat.
Splat, man.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to apply actual physics to this.
Movie physics is fine. We've already discussed that.
The grappling hook, the wire pulls tight. In the air, Batman cries out as his arm is nearly yanked from its socket.
My parents are dead!
Oh, not that kind of cries.
As his arm is nearly yanked from the socket. But somehow he hangs on. Good news, Batman's not falling straight down anymore.
It actually says good news.
Yeah, it actually says that, and it's actually saying what I just said. Good news, Batman's not falling straight down anymore. Bad news, he's swinging at a sweeping angle, heading straight for the building's glass facade. Interior, building, business offices, night. I'm going to guess there's a janitor,
yeah.
And he's got headphones in, and he's vacuuming.
And he's oblivious
and
to
then
everything.
Batman is sort of heading in his direction, and then there's a big red splat across the window, and the guy doesn't notice, and then they just cut away to Superman. Okay.
Hollywood does the oblivious janitor so much, I'm surprised they don't have one actor to be the oblivious janitor in everything.
I saw a thing about oblivious janitors on a Cracked video.
Yeah, it was a recent Cracked
video. Yeah. Batman smashes in through shattering plate glass windows, traveling headlong through the office space, destroying desks, file cabinets, and cubicles in his path. You know he's just a guy, right?
In a gigantic metal suit.
I guess. Above the city. Superman flies to the building where Superman impacted.
Or Batman impacted.
Where Batman impacted, sorry. In the offices, Superman enters through the broken windows. We should just enter through a different window. Just smash a window right next to it. I'll just blame that one on Batman, too.
He hates Batman forever.
He can Batman afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
He surveys the ruin Batman wrought.
Fuck you! I'm so sick of this fucking direction.
Off screen.
Jesus.
Shut up. Off screen. You underestimated me, Clark.
You gotta do it off mic if it's off screen.
You underestimated me, Clark. Batman stalks through the shadows. Takes cover?
Huh?
That's weird. Because stalks through the shadows sounds like he's like coming up to Superman.
Yeah.
He's like... nope! Hiding behind the desk!
Yeah.
Takes cover. Superman's eyes go blue. Superman's POV. X-ray vision. We see through the remaining walls, desks, and cubicles. But just as we discover Batman, seen as a skeletal X-ray figure within the hazy blue outline of his bat armor. And then this next line actually says, X-ray Batman.
Yeah, as if it's a different character.
Yeah, X-ray Batman. Big mistake. He's moving from his hiding place, throwing something. Wait, how does he know he got X-rayed?
Wait.
Like, he's hiding, and then he gets spotted by X-ray vision, goes, big mistake, and then takes action.
While he's sneaking.
Does he have bat X-ray sense?
Well, he did in Batman vs. Superman, didn't he?
No.
When his eyes went... When?
No, that was like a different visual thing, like system for his thing. That wasn't like him, like knowing that he got X-rayed. He's moving from his hiding place, throwing something in the offices. Before Superman's glowing eyes, a batarang embeds in a support column. It explodes in a flash. Bat bomb diving off an explosion. Something burger to burger. Superman's blinded, covering his face, crying out. Batman rushes from darkness, leaping to kick Superman tries to defend himself, fighting blind. Batman spins, lands a 2-foot kick at the base of Superman's spine. Superman's felled to his knees. Batman steps up and with one last vicious punt to Superman's bloodied, sweat-soaked face, sends Superman hurtling backwards out the broken window. Exterior, Midtown Street, night. Superman falls, gone limp. He impacts the pavement, crashing straight through the street in an explosive shower of flying asphalt. Above, Batman leaps, G-gun strapped to his belt, wire unspooling behind his body.
Wait a second, I have to ask you a question. I did a very distinct Joker laugh earlier. Where the fuck is Joker?
Hey, yeah, that's weird.
I was expecting him any minute.
Yeah, there was a maniacal Joker laugh.
Was it like a recorded thing or something?
I don't
know. Like they triggered something?
I think maybe he's like, okay, maniacal Joker laugh, I'm going to bed, I'll finish this tomorrow.
Or Joker was like, you know what, I don't need to actually show up. I'll just go in there, I'll laugh, I'll go home, get a good night's sleep, start fresh in the morning. They'll probably have killed themselves by...
I meant the writer.
Yeah, I know.
The writer's like, maniacal Joker laugh. Ah, I'll finish this in the morning. Comes back, and Superman punches...
You know what? I'll worry about the Joker later. I need more superfluous dialogue with big words that even people that speak the language don't know.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Above, Batman leaps, G-gun strapped to his belt. G-gun, fuck you, G-gun.
Can you just say grappling gun from now on when you see that? Because it's annoying.
No, because I want everyone to know how annoying this fucker is.
They know.
Why do I hear dialogue?
Hold on a second.
And Bruce is the one who supported...
Oh, delete that shit.
For his show.
What the fuck is that about? Anyway. Bring us back to the actual
weird
music.
G-gun strapped to his belt, wire unspooling behind his body, horizontal to the ground, as he sprints down the side of the building. Horizontal to the ground? Horizontal?
The ground
you
is horizontal.
You mean perpendicular to the ground?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. As he sprints down the side of the building, on the street, smoke wafts from the hole in the pavement. Batman arrives, looking in, broken pipes gush. Severed wires spark. Beyond that, it's darkness. Okay, gotta point something out tactically. Superman starts off strong. He's like, I'm gonna fly up a bit and fucking just blast you with my heat vision. Done and done. And Batman's like, oh, no you won't, because I have a fucking remote control bat plane with a bunch of fucking missiles. And then he crashes that bat plane into Superman after firing presumably all the missiles. That bat plane is not going to be a help anymore. So why doesn't Superman go, oh, he doesn't have a bat plane anymore. Let me just fly up and fucking laser beam him again.
Yeah, I mean...
It was working. I mean, yeah, I know in a movie that would be repetitive. But if you have Superman go, you know what, this worked before. Let me do this again, idiot. Then...
It would be funny if he just called him an idiot.
Idiot. He should be doing that a lot. Like this is the stupidest Batman ever.
Yeah. It's when your script for a Batman movie is itself 50 times cheesier than any of the animated movies.
When your script for a Batman movie is like Batman is so determined to murder somebody that he'll murder Superman to get to murder that person.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
It is. Yeah. Batman may actually have a bigger murder boner in this movie than in Batman versus Superman.
Well, in this movie he has a murder boner. In the other movie he just didn't give a shit. He just like murdered 15 people all in like 12 seconds and just never blinked.
I meant to say Man of Steel. Superman's murder boner, Man of Steel is what I meant to say.
Well, Superman didn't have a murder boner. Superman, like, murdered one dude that he didn't feel good about. The bad part is that in fighting that dude, there were countless casualties. He didn't murder those people. Superman's not murdery. Batman's murdery. Superman's just careless and cavalier. Like, you just, oh, yeah, that building's falling. Whatever, I'm just keep punching this guy.
Superman pulls himself up, I think is what it is.
Pulls himself up? That's dumb. He can fly. Batman turns, walking away. Behind him, after a long moment, Superman's hand emerges from the hole. Ugh. With obviously an appropriate musical sting.
Bum, bum, bum.
Gripping the edge. Superman pulls himself up, climbing to the street. He stands. Costume is burnt and torn. Not his costume, just costume. Like it's a character.
I was going to say, yeah, it's all capital like a character.
Costume is burnt and torn. He's bloody, brutalized, angry.
Is that all you got?
His words echo, which Trevor didn't read or he would have turned up his knob.
Is that all you got?
Batman stops in his tracks.
Oh, shit.
He lets out a deep sigh. Slowly, he turns, looking back to Superman. No. Proverbial tricks. Proverbial sleeve. Batman touches a forearm button. As he holds his hands out and balls them into fists, bolts of electricity zip between the fingers of his armored gloves. Superman and Batman stride toward each other. Batman runs, takes the first swing. Superman leaps.
Sucking, ganging above.
Sucking.
Soaring above to kick Batman across his helmeted head.
Oh my god, helmeted?
Yeah. You know, like Ben Affleck. Not Ben Affleck as Batman, just out in. Have you seen him? He needs to wear a helmet in public. All the tabloid photos, he's just wearing a helmet.
I'm hoping Danny Elfman comes in here to drown you out soon. But no.
Superman lands, but Batman's right back at him, gloves buzzing as he punches Superman, each powerful blow delivering a heavy, spark-spewing shock. Batman swats Superman sideways, knees him in the stomach. Superman's faltering again until Batman throws a fist. Superman grips Batman's wrist. Batman brings his other fist across, but Superman catches it, ignoring the excruciating pain, as electricity shoots down his arm. Superman forces Batman's hands together. Bzzzt is written out. The powerful jolt sends Batman clattering to the pavement, his armor smoking, shorted out. Superman comes and actually lifts Batman above his head.
I mean, okay. Actually.
He's Superman. Like, I get that he's got the fucking... But he's still, Superman again. Even though there's kryptonite armor, don't say he actually lifts Batman above his head. Yeah. Because... Kryptonite or no, the image of Superman picking a person up doesn't need to be described with that much shock and awe.
Nope.
Like, yeah, the kryptonite's hurting him, but we've already established that he can pick up an island made of it. God damn it.
Clattering to the pavement.
Pretty impressive, until the kryptonite again saps Superman's strength so he can barely manage a weak-kneed throw. Effective enough, though. As Batman slams...
Sorry.
Good night.
As Batman slams a parked car, windows fragmenting, airbags blowing. As Batman recovers, it's Superman's turn to step up and use Batman as a punching bag. Fists booming, venting fury and frustration, actually beginning to dent Batman's armor. Batman crumples. Superman backpedals, weary, looks down. His knuckles are split, bleeding. Superman turns, looks for something. He crosses to the curb. He tears a tall no parking sign from the ground. Batman gets to his feet, hunting. Superman comes to swing the traffic sign, bludgeons Batman. Batman falls.
Stay down!
Batman rolls slowly, getting up, standing. Superman strikes again. Plank, Batman falls.
I said, stay down!
Batman lies immobile for the longest moment until, somehow, he again begins to struggle to his feet. Superman backs away, keeping hold of the sign. He expels a powerful gust of air, this time focusing it narrowly, so it quickly turns visible in the air, icy cold.
Ice breath.
Just say ice breath.
Batman's engulfed in the...
Garble, 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 garble. White out, white out, white out,
in
white out.
Slippery hole. His armor is...
Slippery hole.
I don't know. Frosting up. His armor is immediately frosting up. Yep, I see that. As Superman keeps blowing the cold blast, as Superman keeps blowing Batman. As Superman keeps blowing the cold blast, Batman shields his face. You need to. Movements restricted as the joints of his armor freeze. The creaking strain of metal as his armor grows brittle. Then Superman... It's weird. Then Superman rises off the ground, flying forward, swings the traffic sign, slamming Batman. Batman sent toppling through the air, head over heels. He hits the street, tumbling violently, fragments of shattered kryptonite armor flying off.
Oh no!
Down the street, Batman finally comes to rest, lies there, armor broken, pieces missing. His helmet is cracked but intact. Does this mean they can have a conversation now? Because this is getting wearying. Up the street, Superman drops the sign.
There is not a lot of dialogue left.
No. Superman drops the sign, spent, forlorn. Looks down at his trembling hands. Looks up. He flies to the night sky.
Do you want to stop there? Because we're about an hour. Or do you want to go a little more?
Oh, let's see if...
And we got 19 pages left in the script.
Is that enough for a whole episode? I don't think it is.
I don't know. Well, we're at an hour, so... It is entirely up to you.
All right. It's right in the middle of this fight, though.
Let's do it. Let's finish the fight. But I think it's going to be the rest of the script.
Probably. Exterior, the stratosphere, night. Follow as Superman bursts through the nighttime clouds, flying higher into that realm between night and day, where all the gentle... Where at the gentle curve of the Earth's horizon, the setting sun still resides.
You know what? The Joker does show up, and we can stop there because there's a lot of dialogue in that.
Okay. Superman hovers, arms out in the sun's as the sun's rays strike him. This is what he sought. He basks in the sun's radiant glow, soaking it in, letting it renew him. Because he's going to go fuck that bat dude up. On the Midtown street, Batman stirs. Slowly, he gets to his knees, manages to lift his head. He stands, in obvious pain. Batman walks to a large moving truck parked at the curb. By the way, you don't need to say in obvious pain. If you say in pain,
yeah,
then clearly the idea is to make it obvious for the camera.
I don't think he's faking it.
Batman walks to a large moving truck parked at the curb. He starts to climb. Up the driver's side. It's slow going. It's so weird the way he does this, too. He starts to climb, up the driver's side. What is that pause for? It's slow going, but he climbs atop the high roof of the truck's trailer. With one hand, Batman reaches beneath his cape. Does he think if he gets a tan, then he'll get stronger, too? Batman reaches beneath his cape, extracting a folded device. Oh, he has a device. With a flick of his wrist, he unfurls the device, metallic segments rapidly snapping into place, one after another, until it's revealed as a long archer's bow. Oh my god, is he going to shoot an arrow into the low atmosphere, into low orbit, basically? Batman drops his right arm, throwing off his glove. With his bare right hand, he removes a length of wire from his belt. He bends the bow, tightening blah blah blah. In the stratosphere, Superman inhales deeply.
Wow.
Despite the very, very thin air there. Grateful for the sun's energy, he turns to look down to the night awaiting his return. He flies back toward the storm clouds below. On the Midtown street, with the bow slung over his shoulder, Batman bends to open a narrow compartment along the side of his boot, because that's where you keep a compartment. He removes two precision-tooled shafts forged of green metal. Not kryptonite, just green metal.
Mm-hmm. That's where he keeps his pot.
He screws them together, forming a single kryptonite arrow. You brought this on yourself. Batman readies the arrow and his bow, holding them together in front of his still-armored left hand. He looks skyward. Above, from the clouds, Superman descends, soaring down within the canyon of buildings, searching the urban battlefield. Superman slows his flight. reacting with uncertainty to the sight of Batman standing atop the truck far below. Below, Batman pulls a batarang from behind his cape, throws. The batarang flies in a wide arc, issuing a shrill, high-pitched whistle. Above, Superman stops mid-descent, covering his ears in pain. Below, Batman aims the bow, pulling back the kryptonite arrow.
Be true.
He fires the arrow. Above, Superman is still jarred by the whistle of the batarang with the fucking hyphens. Just put it all together, man. Not bat-a-ring. When the K-arrow arrives, this guy...
This fucking guy.
He's got a G-gun and a K-arrow. He's got a whole alphabet of tools.
When the K-arrow arrives, thwack! Piercing Superman's shoulder just below the collarbone. Superman reels, shaken to his very core. The core's not there. The core's...
All right.
Gripping the arrow and letting out an unbelievable cry.
Aw, he needs to be put down.
I think that's what Batman's trying to do.
Yeah. Put him down for a really long dirt nap.
That would be an unbelievable cry from Superman, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it.
As Superman's shout resounds, hundreds of windows in surrounding buildings shatter simultaneously.
Oh, he's got the quickening?
Imploding. I don't think you know what imploding means.
Imploding.
Superman drops from the sky, impacting the sidewalk this final time, concrete cracking. Batman? Superman? One of the men stands weakly... No. Batman jumps weakly from the truck, I guess, trudges towards Superman, drops the bow. From somewhere amongst the city, church bell begins tolling the hour. Midnight. It was like 3:05 a.m. earlier. Now it's midnight.
I don't know. The Joker was here earlier. I mean...
Superman's overcome by kryptonite. Well, I guess we don't know how far Superman flew with Batman hanging from his ankle.
That's true.
Well, let's see. They're on East Coast, so... Yeah, so if they're on the West Coast now, this makes sense. Okay. If they flew across the country.
We'll assume that that's what's going on, just so it can make sense.
It's like 2.5 hours of Batman like, huh!
Well, I never get to see the country, I guess now. I do get to travel more now.
There's a lot of corn in the middle of this country.
Imploding, impacting the sidewalk, concrete cracking. Tolling midnight. Superman's overcome by kryptonite poisoning. Yes. In excruciating pain. His flesh going pallid and gray. Never a good sign. The bell continues tolling. Batman comes to stand over Superman. It's as if Superman's aging before our eyes. His features sunken, skin wrinkled.
He's getting older, so we play baby music.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is from the Superman animated series.
Probably an episode with Toy Man.
Probably.
Who was in the script, and you didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who he was on Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, he was on that.
Yeah.
The bell continues tolling. Second. He tries to pull out the toxic arrow, fingers finding purchase on the feathered hilt. I had no choice. Batman reaches down, grabs the hilt, and snaps it off, the arrow now embedded in Superman's chest. No way for him to pull it free. Superman's eyes look up to Batman. Afraid, pleading. Batman stares down at him, almost sad. Superman's hand slips off the wound in his chest, skin going white and lifeless. Batman turns and walks away. He should change his name to Murder Man. Exterior, Freedom Monument. By the way, how long... Like... How bad a press do you get if you go from being Batman, the hero, to Batman, the Superman murderer?
Yeah.
Like, if you murder Superman, everyone's coming. everyone.
I think we're done, actually. Yeah, because then we go into the
Joker. Yeah, right there. Batman turns and walks away. That's the end of the fight at that
Feed
point.
Out. Fade out.
I got it the first time.
Okay, I'll do it again. Fade out. All right, so we got about 19 pages left on this fucker, on this goddamn script.
So that'll be a short episode.
Well,
we'll have to pad it out with some inane chatter.
I don't think it'll be a short episode. I think it'll. Well, I don't know, because there's some real good dialogue. Presumably dialogue, real good dialogue coming up with the Joker in this next scene.
Hopefully, so get yourself a cup of tea.
Yes, in fact, I want a cup of tea now. You said that. How are you feeling, Sean? Personally, I know that this doesn't involve the audience, but do you want to try and finish this?
Oh yeah, we'll get this done today.
All right, let's do it.
Boom,
boom.
And this will take us. Oh god, probably into August, I think, before this posts.
August, holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Like we're working way ahead. This is fantastic.
Yeah. I'd like to think that I would love it if I could be listening to this when it comes out and be like, man, I sound so much fatter there.
Yeah.
I lost so
That's
much
not gonna
weight.
Happen, though.
No.
And, you know, this won't mean anything to anybody, but I think since we've done a couple of scripts.
More shit the audience doesn't care about.
Since we'll have done a couple of not us scripts, I think after this, we need to go boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that, boxes and drumsticks, or Jimmy's script. The Hate the Love Made. I'm gonna warn you in advance, though. We might get fucked over on that one. In that we actually read it and it's like, oh yeah, this is a good script.
Yeah,
because it actually is pretty good. But we can always make fun of it. We can always make fun of Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I loved his first draft that got lost for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it through the new version. I thought it was bad when I read it.
Really?
And I didn't make it through, but...
Where,
But...
When did you read it?
It might have been in my headspace at the time, so I don't know.
But when did you get a chance to read it?
You like, sent it to me, like, a few years ago.
Was I still in L.A. when I sent it to you, or...?
I don't know.
Because, that was the thing. I remember when he was writing it, it was a weird place to be in for the both of us, and I was trying to kind of get him to a point where he would meet somebody or some people that could help him, and I could go off and do the stand up and things like that, because I was falling out of love with the movie business. And I remember, because Jimmy is super old school and doesn't even type.
Yeah, he writes everything out longhand and makes you fucking
transcribe it.
Yeah.
And every time there was something new, and then he would, you know, it was like clockwork. We would get a draft done, we would get it printed, and then he would sit down and start making changes again. And every time I would be like, god damn it, dude, it's fucking fine, leave it alone. And then I'd read it and I'd be like, shit, this is better.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but...
we did write it.
When I tried to read it, I thought it was bad.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just me.
Who did you give it to, Lori?
I'm not going to call out someone else's opinion of something publicly.
All right.
I'll leave it to that person if they want to decry it. I'll tell you privately, though.
Okay. But yeah, then that actually kind of intrigues me. I don't know about the audience, but that certainly intrigues me more to do that one, because I know what I was trying to do with boxes and drumsticks, and even that's not honorable, let alone just the thing of doing a good script.
You were writing a script that might get you laid.
No, that's honorable.
Okay, on that, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, well, we should plug our other stuff. Ferris Wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. Check out our Ferris Wheelhouse podcast. Go to ferriswheelhouse.net. Mm-hmm. And that'll have all the information you need.
Or the YouTube channel.
And for this podcast, to get any episodes plus bonus posts and the scripts that we're reading, go to tablereadspodcast.com, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
And also, something we do on one of our other podcasts, we plug our voiceover guy, Don Capone, but Capone does not do the voiceover for this podcast, so maybe you could direct people towards this gentleman.
I will. He said if we do some more stuff for him, that he would he'd be happy if we plugged him. If he does some more stuff for us.
Yeah.
So next time I have him do some stuff, we'll throw his name out there. But I only know his first name off the top of my head.
Well, that's good enough.
Which is Art.
Art.
So so look up the guy that does voiceovers named Art. He's okay. The guy.
And we'll see you next week, folks.
This podcast was created by Sean McBee and produced by Ferris Wheelhouse.
Fuck.
Cut to black.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.